On to item number 25, discussion for possible action. Per Commissioner Gilman's request, discussion and consideration directing county officials to proceed with the necessary research about procedures, including but not limited to providing conditional offers, cooperative efforts, and taking necessary governing action, and to bring findings and recommendations back to the board for consideration to establish easements or right-of-ways for a public road, utilities, or and other associated county public infrastructure on portions of land located at assessor's parcel number 004-154-27, owned by Solar Farms LLC, parcel number 004-151-06, Virginia Highlands LLC, and or parcel number 004-211-06, NV Uplands LLC, and other properly related matters.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Lance Gilman here to do a brief introduction and discussion. I would go back historically a bit, and approximately 12 years ago, Story County was successful in a litigation action on a large ranch called the Corta Vista Ranch. It was considered to be a residential project, and the county, not wanting major residential of that size, entered litigation, and it was successful. And during that litigation and resolving, the property, approximately 8,000 acres, was identified as industrial complex property. Fast forwarding to current times, it represents a large and critical component for the continued success, growth, and development in the industrial sector in our Story County. And it's come to my attention that it would be important at this time to ensure that we have adequate access into that property, and that it would be timely to have our staff review where we stand and how we as leadership in the community can ensure the orderly development at some point in the future with the Corta Vista Ranch, also known as the TRW project. It would be suggested that if we look historically at the development of the USA Parkway, when the decision was made by the county at the time to have a major arterial access, it accessed from Highway 80 on the north all the way to Highway 50. And it goes without saying that we have seen some tremendous growth within Story County because of the decisions of ensuring access into those properties. As a point of interest, perhaps, is the TRW property, the Corta Vista Ranch property, is not easily accessed from the west. That would take a road or highway development coming up the grade, significant topography, out of the Reno market and across the Mesa and toward the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Another access point that has had possibilities and some uses in the past was the highway access from Interstate 80 through Lockwood. But once again, major topography elements for accessing the Corta Vista Ranch property, primarily focused on industrial uses, climbing major grades with industrial equipment, 18-wheeler truck access, or other access for industrially based vehicular traffic, doesn't work well or nearly as well if you're facing major topography and grades, and especially in a community that that has some snow now and then. I think that maybe we're all sensing the impact of something like that right now in Virginia City and other areas. So the practical access, if you will, for our future development of our TRW product will come out of the Tahoeino Industrial Center. If the access is off of Peru Drive, which exists today, the topography is such that it would readily access the 8,000 development acres in our future. So I would ask my fellow commissioners to join me, if you would please, in asking our staff to take a in-depth and detailed look at those access points. And are we prepared at this point to ensure adequate access for utilities and roadway and et cetera to enhance and certainly ensure the future developability of our industrially zoned property? So with that, I would be pleased to answer any questions as we move forward considering this agenda item.
Thank you for that, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments at this point?
No, I don't have any specific questions. You know, I haven't spent a lot of time in the interior of the county. I've always kind of considered it the dark heart of Story County. And I certainly see the wisdom in looking at ways to ensure access as development pressure continues and as we look towards orderly growth in the future. So I appreciate, Commissioner Gilman, appreciate you bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, I agree. You know, that park is unique for so many different reasons. And obviously, having access issues would create serious problems possibly down the road. So, you know, I definitely do support you bringing this to the commission. Is there any public comment at this time? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county officials to proceed with necessary research about procedures, including but not limited to providing conditional offers, cooperative efforts, and taking necessary governing action, and to bring findings and recommendations back to the board for consideration to establish easements or right-of-ways for a public road, utilities, and other associated county public infrastructure on portions of land located at assessor's parcel numbers, APN numbers 004-154-27, owned by Solar Farms, LLC, 004-151-06, owned by Virginia Highlands, LLC, and or 004-211-06, owned by Nevada Uplands, LLC, and other properly related matters.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.